Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Great to have you on this Tuesday. All right, third hour is open. We've done all of our interviews. We had Dan Wojcicki. We had Michael McCann, a legal analyst with SI. We just had the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder. He's fighting on Showtime Saturday night, 9 p.m. And he said about Brazil, Dominic Brazil, I'm going to beat him up and then knock him out. Program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Just like that, we are now within 40 days until Smackoff 25. In fact, to be exact, it's 38 days. So if you don't think that the heat is starting to get turned up, then you missed the last segment of Friday's show right after Alvin's week that was. This goes back to Friday. Because on Friday, I laid out the storylines that involve Brad and Corona and Leff and Laguna. They've each won two of the last four Smackoffs. That prompted the Laguna Beach Bully to get in a parting shot right before the weekend.
Romy, the only power lines associated with Smackoff 25 will be the lines I'm delivering. Meanwhile, Brad Smackoff 25 is going to go just like his name is spelled, with a big D at the end.
Okay, we're not talking power lines. We're talking like betting lines. The odds are out. And Stucknut's got them. The odds for the 2019 Smackoff did drop on Stucknut.com. Now, for those of you who do not know, the show's got a pretty amazing non-affiliated fan website that's run by Stephen Houston. And it's called Stucknut, and he's done this literally for decades. In addition to archiving every piece of audio ever, literally ever, and when I've got a question about the show, something that even I can't recall, that's who I go to. In addition to that, he also puts out his own Smackoff odds. I appreciate it because obviously I can't do it. I can't drop the odds, nor would I want to. But he does it, and it always inspires conversation every year at this time. And every year when he does it, somebody gets bent to hell about it and inevitably calls to say why it was such a bad idea and how Stucknut doesn't know Jack and that he's a dope. Take Matt in Van from last year. Matt said this when he saw his odds.
These asinine Stucknut Smackoff odds. This 40-year-old loser has done nothing but record your content for 20 years and put it on his own website. And that's somehow an accomplishment for this virgin. It's pathetic.
All right, so that was Matt in Vancouver. Coming in hard. Like, all this guy's done for the last 20 years is rip your content and put it on his website. What a virgin. So then Matt chased that with a 10th place showing. So probably, Matt, you should go ahead and phone in that apology or thumb out that apology to the nut anytime you want. This year, Steve-O, he's got Brad and Corona as the favorite to repeat. He's plus 200, meaning you lay a C note, you get two more back with the original bet. Leff is right behind Brad at plus 300. Hard to argue with the two guys that he's got on top. But arguably the biggest surprise in the early odds, Caleb in Green Bay, third on the board. He's at plus 500. You can't even value bet the Walrus anymore because he's so far up there. It's pretty interesting. Beyond that, if you go down to seventh on the board, you get Mike in Indy at plus 700. There's some value in that, assuming Mike ever shows up ever again. And that's a big if. But I'm sure the wise guys or the sharps in the jungle are looking at Mike in Indy at plus 700. You know, it's not whether or not the guy can win. He's won. It's whether or not he shows up. Rick in Buffalo is plus 800. And if his real-time odds didn't move a single point after his call yesterday, maybe they're not going to.
Well, I saw Stucknut posted his Smackoff odds the other night, and obviously that dope knows nothing about the show. He's got those two Canadian lames going off at 10 to 1. I wouldn't touch those hacks at 100 to 1. I've already referenced how pathetic Matt's top 10 list was last year, but Tyler's fit alarm gimmick doesn't get nearly the ridicule it deserves. That thing went over like a wet fart at a funeral.
Rick! So if you're wondering about the aforementioned, the Canadian bros, Matt and Van, plus 1,000. Tyler in Shredmonton, plus 1,100. Got to wonder if that slight edge to Matt is going to fuel Tyler in any way. And wasn't Matt the guy who said that nobody is safe, foreign or domestic? And of all the golden ticket winners, once you isolate them, Stucknut has got Jeff in Southfield with the best odds at plus 1,200. And then the huge drop-off to Dan in Denver, he is plus 2,000. At the bottom of the board, Trapper, plus 3,000.
I'm Trapper, and you're not.
Kind of fitting that the biggest horse racing junkie in the field would also have the longest odds. Speaking of long odds, yes, I'm well aware that the date for the Smack-Off also happens to fall on World Giraffe Day. Because the date of the Smack-Off is June 21st, and June 21st is the longest day of the year, so naturally these long necks get their day on June 21st. I get it. Let me just say it right now. I don't need any giraffe family smack leading up to the event, and I sure as hell don't need it on the day of the event. This is a dignified competition of the best smack of the year, clowning Mike Glennon for being able to see over the nosebleed seats is not the best smack. Let it be a quinky-dink. It's a coincidence. Just keep moving. I don't need to hear from him that day, or my man Merton Hanks, or my other guy Harvey Williams. I don't need it. I don't want it. The Smack-Off. Chris Bosch doesn't factor into any of this, because the Smack-Off will be here before you know it. 38 days to go from the BIC to Trapper and everybody in between, including Matt in L.A., who did not get his ticket ripped today. Check out the odds right now if you're so inclined. Go to Stucknut.com. Stucknut.com. As I mentioned, one of the early favorites is this guy, the Walrus, Caleb in Green Bay. Caleb, what's going on? How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you doing today?
So good. Perfect.
Excellent, excellent. So I've noticed over the past few days there's been a lot of commotion over the Smack-Off odds that you just mentioned. And the fact that your boy is opening the betting as the third choice on the board behind only Brad and Les. Maybe Steve knows something about my call that I don't, but he has my number, so nut. Anytime you want to text me that info would be sweet. But, Jim, the best part about it is how pissed off people are getting. I'm obviously trying to have fun with it, but you had two phone calls yesterday from guys in the field voicing their displeasure that my ticket is 5-1. First, it was Rick in Buffalo, and before he started calling the show years ago, I was unaware that it was possible to actually hear bad breath. I bet if I ever meet this cat, I could tell you within 3 seconds who was president the last time he went to the dentist. Hey, Caleb, it's nice to finally meet you. Oh God, Gerald Ford, maybe early Jimmy Carter. Rick, the next time you call, switch your TV over to CBS Sports Network. If you see the XR4TI wearing gas masks, it's not because of Adam Hawk's patchouli stank or because the new guy didn't know about the moratorium on fish in the microwave. It's because you didn't mix in a Mentos before dialing, you demented hack. Jim, this guy constantly tweets about how he's the most interesting guest on the Woodscopes. First of all, that's like saying you're the best kisser in prison. Secondly, the only scope you need to be concerned about is bright green and kills 99.9% of germs. And Richard, as far as the fat jokes go, if I were you, I would not dive too deep into the realm of personal appearance. You look like Scott Van Pelt mated with an Oompa Loompa, then pushed it into oncoming traffic. I haven't seen a dome that jacked up since Dealey Plaza 1963. Then we have that walking Florida man headline, Mark in Boston. I don't want to go too hard on him because his school just lost their only coach who consistently beat Ohio State. But Jim, this guy's Twitter handle is The Nomad. A lot of people don't know why, but I do. It's because he wanders aimlessly around the jungle in between obscurity and anonymity. It's always nice to get wrestling jokes from a guy who's a married father of 4 children. Yes, Mark, because you're having so much more sex than I am. The wife lets you hit it once every Boston World Series and only to procreate, but somehow I'm the loser because I'm not married. I've seen more intelligent marks at a timeshare presentation. When the date comes that I can finally slide into home plate, at least I won't sing the same song as you do in the shower the next morning. We all love the Red Sox. Lastly, Jim, I want to say farewell to Keith Arnold. He's always been super nice to me. I don't think the show is going to be the same without him. Keith, if you want to slide over a couple spots and peek into that crystal ball on your left, I'm sure you will see a very bright future for yourself. Take care. Come back and see us sometime. Jim, I'm out. On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin. Is there anybody anywhere who still thinks that guy should not be plus 500? Caleb in Green Bay, the Walrus. That's how you do it, kid. Well done. Very well done. Make sure he's racked, and we will see him on the 21st. We're talking so much junk about this guy, man. This guy, nobody has improved faster than Caleb. Caleb has made more progress on this show as a caller in a shorter amount of time than anybody I know. Definitely on the short list of best to never win it. And maybe even, I mean, it depends on how long the BIC wants to do this. But I would even argue that Caleb might be a guy where he's a matter of when and not a question of if. But then again, it's not always in the cards, right? There have been some amazing players that never won a world championship. There have been some pretty scrubby players that have racked multiple championships. But some of the best to ever do it have not got a sniff. So I can't guarantee anything. You never know year to year. I know this. The 25th anniversary, the silver anniversary of the Smack-Off, is arguably the most important one of all. I almost walked it off on 20. I'm so glad that I didn't. And that, I'm not saying that as a hint. I'm not putting that out there like I might do it right now, but it's 25, man. This is a silver anniversary. When I started that thing 25 years ago, I could have never imagined that it would be going, and not only going, but going as strong as it is 25 years after the fact. And the odds always get people riled up. Stucknut, getting people going. So you've got Brad as the favorite. You've got Left Right after that, and you've got Caleb. Those are your top three. Mike and Indy, a value bet at plus 700. If he shows up, Rick at plus 800, hated that. The Canadian Bros, plus 1,000 and plus 1,100, respectively. The good bro, Carl Anderson, plus 2,500. Right behind Silk, who's plus 2,200. Trapper can't be happy about any of this. Trapper is looking up at a professional wrestler who's been on the show once. Trapper's been calling the show for 25 years. He's plus 3,000. And again, this is not official. These are not official odds. This is just one man's opinion. Stucknut. But it's interesting. Jeff from the 919 tweets. That was what got Caleb his rep. Straight fire. Wore Oompa Loompa and traffic smack. You can't listen to that call and not think that that guy won't have a look at it on the 21st. Because that's not his A material. That's not his best. I mean, he's coming in to show you what he's got. And he's going to flex a little bit, but he's not going to come in with his best on May 14th. All right, we'll take a short time out. When we come back, I want to finish my thoughts that I started on Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco still obviously feels like he's elite. Hold on, Albie. You got to love that Flacco's saying, hey, look, man, I'm not here to mentor anybody. And you got to love John Elway acting like Joe Flacco is entering his prime at 34. Right, John? So why did you take a quarterback in the second round if that guy's entering his prime at 34?
Thank you to John Elway.
You're welcome, John Elway. Pat yourself on the back, John Elway.
Thank you to John Elway.
Also, A-Rod.
Hey, John.
Man, A-Rod is just getting baggier and baggier and baggier. That's coming up too. Stay tuned. So are you taking good care of your car? Show your vehicle some love at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you will get better parts, better prices every day. They've got the parts you need to get the job done right, from measuring tools, mechanic wire and motor oil, to cylinders, starters and springs, from batteries, belts and brakes, to filters, fluids and fuses. O'Reilly Auto Parts has it all. O'Reilly stars are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. It is one-stop shopping for all of your vehicle needs. Do you need something? The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help you out. And if you don't have time to get to a store, shop O'Reilly online. You can have your order shipped to your home or to a store. You want to buy even more stuff? Then become an O'Reilly Rewards loyalty member, and you will earn points every single time you shop. Reach 150 points, earn a $5 reward. Keep going and earn double points, bonus points, even mega points. Plus, you get exclusive email-only offers. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices, every day, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Today is Podcast Tuesday. Forget about that, Hawk. Episode 81 of the Jim Rome Podcast. Comedian, actor, showrunner, producer, personality, director, SNL alum, Bill Hader is my guest. That's the Jim Rome Podcast, which we will push out later on today. And as a special bonus, we are adding a second guest to it. Roger Lodge is going to be part of the podcast. In fact, I'm going to run down Mr. Forum after this show in studio. We're going to sit down and knock that thing out. It's going to be tremendous. So look for that. That's the Jim Rome Podcast. We're going to push that out a little bit later on today. 1-800-636-8686. Obviously, you've got the Smack Off coming up. The TV guys have done a really good job with their Smack Off promos. Have you seen these things on CBS Sports Network? Caleb appears to be peaking at the right time. We'll see him on the 21st. All right, so I want to go back to the Broncos and their quarterback situation. Wait, this email says, Caleb is amazing, but he may never get a Smack Off title. But hey, life ain't fair. Signed NBA champion Judd Bushler. And Silk.
Bruh.
Dear Jim, it's Rit! Nice call from Cake Glob in Green Bay. Perry on Wilshire and Bundy. All right, so do you know who the quarterback of the Denver Broncos is? Joe Flacco, of course.
Hey!
Now check that. Joe bleeping Flacco. And apparently he's going to light it up this year. He is going to light it up. According to whom? Joe Flacco, of course. See, a lot of you dopes seem to think that the Broncos drafting Drew Lock in the second round means that Joe Flacco's time is over and that they only brought in Joe Flacco to mentor the young quarterback. And again, if you think that about Flacco, you have no idea who Joe Flacco is, because Flacco is no one's mentor. He's not going to mentor anybody. As the Broncos started OTAs yesterday, Joe Flacco was talking about the offense under Rich Scangarello and his role in that offense. And as Joe Flacco sees it, Joe Flacco's role in that offense is to kick ass. And it sure as hell isn't to mentor or teach somebody else what he's had to work so hard to learn himself. If Drew wants to learn, he should go find the offensive coordinator and not waste his time with Flacco. Isn't that so, Joe?
Drew's going to learn from listening to him talk and then us getting the reps on the field and seeing how we all do it as a collective group as a quarterback. So, listen, I hope he does learn from me, because that means that we're out there and we're slinging it around and we're having a lot of fun, because he's going to learn by watching us do it and watching us do it well. That's how he's going to learn the timing and all those things, is to be able to see it on film and hear Rich talk about it with me and, you know, digest as much of that as possible. So, like I said, I hope he does learn from me, because that means we're out there lighting it up.
Translation. Hey, Drew.
Hey.
How much you want to bet that I can stand in one end zone and throw the ball all the way across the field and out of the stadium altogether? Further translation. If Drew Lock wants to learn, he can learn in one of two ways. He can talk to the offensive coordinator, or he can watch me throw some sick dimes. Because I sure as hell am not going to tell him how to be a quarterback. You want Joe Flacco to be a mentor? All right, lesson number one. Joe Flacco is still the best player in the NFL. Class dismissed. You want Joe Flacco to teach. Joe Flacco is going to teach these receivers how to catch lasers. That's all the teaching that Joe Flacco was going to do. And I couldn't be more hyped on this, because it is so on brand. In market too, Hawk. In market, on topic, and on brand for Joe Flacco. That is so incredibly Joe Flacco. That is an elite Joe Flacco answer. I love the fact that Joe Flacco showing up at OTAs and he's talking about, quote, slinging it around. He's out there talking about lighting it up. Because the fact is, honestly, Flacco was not exactly known for, quote, slinging it around and lighting it up. Flacco has not thrown for more than 20 TDs in a season since 2012. And in an NFL that is more wide open than ever before, and guys were putting up video game numbers as quarterbacks. Joe Flacco has thrown for more than 4,000 yards once in his career. And he's telling Drew Locke, hey, y'all, watch this.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
It's incredible. Drew Locke has the same number of 30 touchdown seasons in the NFL as Joe Flacco. And Drew Locke hasn't played in the NFL. I mean, Flacco's got some moxie now. The old rules say that the aging vet who was replaced by a rookie in one city and gets traded to a new team where they draft a new quarterback is going to be the mentor. That's what the old rules say. Joe Flacco says, bleep your rules. This is the same guy who was talking about running onto the field in a Super Bowl to tackle a return man.
If he starts to break it, go tackle him.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, what else? What can they? I don't know. I mean, they might be able to give him a touchdown on that, but I don't know. Hey, if he breaks it, if he busts this for some reason, tackle him. Go tackle him. I don't know what the rule is on that, but I will. I'm going to.
In other words, Joe Flacco plays by Joe Flacco's rules. There's a set of rules for Flacco and a set of rules for everybody else. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with him going off like that. About the only person who believes Joe Flacco on this is Joe Flacco. Of course we should all believe he's really not interested in being a mentor. But nobody really believes that he's going to, quote, sling it around and light it up, right? I mean, there's no way that's actually possible. I know he played in a somewhat buttoned-up offense in Baltimore, but does anybody other than Joe Flacco think that Joe Flacco is suddenly going to become Joe Montana now that he's in Denver? There's a reason the Broncos drafted another quarterback this year. There's a reason they drafted him in the second round. It's because Joe Flacco is on borrowed time. He's running out of time. But Joe Flacco is about to shut all of you up, and me, I'm sure, with a series of short passes that don't quite reach the first down marker. Light it up, Joe Flacco. Light it the freak up.
I will. I'm going to.
Light it up, Joe.
Hey.
Bro, relax. Relax. Why are you getting all Joe Flacco about it?
I will. I'm going to.
You know who's picking the quarterbacks there, right? Not exactly your modern-day Bill Walsh of quarterback evaluators.
Thank you to John Elway.
Look at some of the guys he's run through there. Brock Lobster, Christian Ponder, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, Chad Kelly, Brock Lobster again, Case Keenum. I mean, take it easy, Joe. At TFP Will E tweets, Joe Flacco, talking like the dad who's not ready for his son to beat him in sports. Broncos finish 8-8, and Locke ends the season as the starter.
I will. I'm going to.
I mentioned also that Matt in Vancouver, who took that run at Stucknut last year when the odds dropped and said that Stucknut was a virgin and had no idea. I said, bro, you did come in 10th. Maybe you owe that guy an apology. Well, here it is. Let's see how this reads. Hey, Rome. I would like to take this time to apologize to the sexless archivers of your content. The nerds at Stucknut putting countless hours with zero compensation to produce one of the most average websites on the internet. Nerd! Steve and the rest of the Stucknutters, I am sorry your lives worked out the way they did. Truly sorry. Signed, Matt in Vancouver. 10-1 value. It's the worst apology since Conor McGregor tried to apologize.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does whatever the bleep he wants.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Man, do you remember when he was the biggest thing in the world? Remember when he was like the coolest thing in the world? Before he started running dollies through bus windows, stomping out people's cell phones. Man, I would love to see him turn back the clock. I'd love to see him go back to being that guy. I would love to see it. You know, before he started to attack buses, people's iPhones, and getting beat routinely in the cage. before all that, Conor McGregor was like my favorite athlete, I think. And maybe still could be. Maybe. I know this. He's still the best dressed athlete I know. Compliments my man, David August. Speaking of which, some of you were commenting on that purple jacket that I was rocking in Madison. Have you seen that online? I said to David August, hey, listen, I've got a resort chic event at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin. Can you help me with that? He said, oh, I can help you with that. This is David August. He said, I can help you with that. How about the jacket? This is what he said. How about the jacket I made for Conor McGregor for Super Bowl? Did you like that jacket? I said, remind me. It was that purple jacket. So I don't know who else has it. I know two of us do. The double champ, who's not sorry for anything, and me. He may no longer be the best in the world, but he's still the best dressed in the world, thanks to David August. All right, and Matt, that non-apology is not going to fly, man. Try it again. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. When I said you owe them an apology, you didn't owe them an apology for being virgins. You owed them an apology for calling them virgins and then coming in 10th. Still ahead, A-Rod. A-Rod still doing A-Rod things, baggy as he ever were. That's coming up next. Once again, Podcast Tuesday. Make sure you check that out. Bill Hader, who is the not only the star of Barry on HBO, but he co-created, he's the showrunner, he writes it, directs it. He will be in It Chapter 2, which is going to drop later on this year as well, and he is our lead guest on the Jim Rome Podcast, which is going to drop later on today. And as a bonus, Roger Lodge, Mr. Forum, is going to stop by the studio, and he and I are going to get caught up, chop it all up, talk about how it was back in the day when he hosted Blind Date, when he put Jay Stu on that program. And we've got a lot to get caught up on, so look for that. That's going to be a really good episode, and that's going to drop a little bit later on today. 1-800-636-8686. Adam, should I go to our watch list or should I talk about A-Rod? I've got a watch list on hold right now. All right, so the Met Gala was last week in New York. Normally when a bunch of A-listers get together to play dress up in the name of high fashion, I kind of let that go. Although I do dress pretty well. But generally I let that go. Except not this time. I mean, I was going to. But then A-Rod dropped another YouTube video. And if you thought that Alex and Jenny chronicling their no sugar, no carb challenge was cringy, wait until you peep these two prepping for the Met. Jenny's boyfriend turned the camera on himself to chronicle the days leading up to, quote, fashion's biggest night out. And because he's A-Rod, he had to do it in the most A-Rod way possible by putting himself on the dumbest diet on the planet.
Friday night, 3 days before the Met Ball, I am getting fitted by Versace.
I have an option between a pink tux and a black tux.
You know, every year is a little different. This year we're doing it with Versace.
Versace is one of the greatest brands in the world.
Whoever thought a kid from Miami, single parent, two jobs, would ever get a chance to wear Versace? I'm living the dream.
I used to exercise for big games against the Red Sox. Now I exercise not to look fat at the Met Ball.
Really excited. No carbs, no sugar. I have to do yoga in the morning, yoga at night, go run in Central Park, make sure I fit in this pink outfit. Can I wait for an hour after the Met Ball? We're gonna go down to the hood and have our best pizza. I cannot wait. I'm gonna eat an entire pizza.
Of course, you see this goofy suit that I'm wearing? It's to sweat.
Baby sweat.
I haven't eaten in 24 hours. At this Sunday night baseball, I couldn't even complete a sentence. I was so hungry. I'm gonna have to hold my stomach. I looked at myself last night at Sunday night baseball, and I look like I got hit by it, ran over by an 18-wheeler.
I was asleep 10 hours.
3.5. Watching the Today Show at 8 in the morning, going live. Unbelievable. Fighting for my life every day. I used to play 162 games, 162. Now I have 162 calls per week, 25 meetings. I had a good run. The good old days. World championship. Now, I'm part of the entourage.
In other words, this dude went full-blown Hollywood crash diet. A water-only diet. So he could go from a size 48 Versace tux jacket down to a size 44.
I used to exercise for big games against the Red Sox. Now I exercise not to look fat at the Met Ball.
Quote, I used to exercise for big games against the Red Sox. Now I exercise not to look fat at the Met Ball. Yo, Al. You used to exercise for big games against the Red Sox, or you used to exercise with a fertility clinic and a half a rack of human growth hormone coursing through your veins. I'm guessing it was a little bit easier to get shredded when you were hopped up on Cousin Yuri's special delivery. Now you're in Jenny's living room, swinging around 3-pound dumbbells, and the pounds are not sliding off quite as easily as they used to, are they? I mean, what the hell is this dude doing? Two-a-day yoga sessions? A full-blown Hollywood glam squad? A water-only diet? And for what exactly? So he can show up on the red carpet as arm candy and hear the paparazzi scream at him, "Hey, hey, Alex!
Hey.
Move your slightly smaller ass out of the way so we can get a clean shot of J-Lo." Listen, I know you're building, quote, building your brand. I know that's the big thing people talk about, building your brand. Giving people a look in so they can see what your life is all about on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. I understand why that's important. And to Alex's credit, nobody has done a better job of changing what people think about them than Alex. Dude's got over 1 million views of this video in just a couple of days. Almost as many views as mentions of Versace.
Versace. Versace.
Versace. Versace. I'm
We're Versace.
But how the hell does this dude continue to get away with acting like such a tool? I mean, he's walking around the streets of New York with his own camera crew in tow. He's wearing a high-tech version of a black garbage bag. Bro. You're not cutting weight for a high school wrestling meet. You're going to a costume ball so you can hold your lady's purse. But this dude's rolling out in a sequined Versace bathrobe with Alex bedazzled on the back so he can act like he's some kind of black belt and black tie formal wear warrior.
Fighting for my life every day. Fighting for my life, dear life. I used to play 162 games, 162. Now I have 162 calls per week, 25 meetings. I had a good run. The good old days. World championship. Now, look at me. I'm part of the entourage. There's 62 people here trying to get 62. Talk about an embarrassment of exaggeration.
He said, talk about an embarrassment of exaggeration. Hey, bro, you want to talk about an embarrassment of an exaggeration? How about the way you just described your career? 162 games? I mean, sure, you did that three times. But you also spent 162 plus on the shelf after the commish banned you for the use of PEDs over the course of multiple years and for trying to pull off one of the greatest clown show cover-ups ever orchestrated. Look, I know nothing that I'm going to say is going to stop A-Rod from going A-Rod. But bro, going no sugar, no carb is one thing. But going no food and water only is another. I mean, even I know that that's just stupid and dangerous and unhealthy. And especially when nobody is paying attention to you at the Met Ball anyway. Thanks, Alex.
I used to exercise for big games against the Red Sox. Now I exercise not to look fat at the Met Ball.
Look at this guy. Mark in Boston coming right back. This guy's going back to back. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, funny call, Caleb. Wow, Rome. The run you're giving Caleb right now is the furthest this dude's ever run in his life. The kid is out of breath just listening. Caleb, thanks for not being hard on me, bro. Maybe that's because you don't know how to go hard on anything but your arteries. And the reason why I have a lot of kids is not because I'm chasing you in the odds. I'm going after the greats. I'm going after Alvin DeLauro. Four kids, baby. You know why I take a lot of wrestling? Because I get a lot of wrestling. And, dude, I'm not saying this to be funny at all, but you're, like, seriously 5 years away from being a real 40-year-old virgin. I do not think Steve Carell appreciates the cosplay. I'm obscure on a radio show? Thanks? I don't even tell my wife I do this. You're not supposed to call and compliment me, bro. You can have radio fame. I'll go ahead and keep being a grown-up. And as far as your Twitter goes, buddy, sharing isn't always caring. I read the Twitter. You admit to being a virgin on a nationally syndicated radio show. Bro, what's your credit card number? Don't forget that 3-digit code on the back. I need that to get it to go through. I'm only going on your Twitter feed here. You don't even make the friend zone anymore, man. You make the sorry, I've switched teams zone. Again, from your Twitter. So, yeah, I do love the Red Sox. But Caleb always loves his tube sock. Always has an...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I love smack off season. 38 more days of this going into June 21st. Mark, the chorus of that song is not "We all love the tube socks." But you know something's going on if that guy calls on back-to-back days. The tube socks. That's not the words. That's not how that goes. It's the only thing that would make like one of the worst songs ever even worse than it already is. Mark in Boston. Hey, Stucknut, look this up. Has that guy ever called back-to-back days? And if he has, it's been a long, long time. But smack-off season brings out everybody. Caleb came in. Mark in Boston came back in. This guy right here is a watch lister. This guy badly wants to be a part of the whole thing. Let's go to Johnny in Detroit. One more really good call may get him off the watch list and into the field. Johnny, what's up?
Well, I'm glad Mark in Boston called in just now to talk about all the wrestling he pays for. Hey, Jimmy, what the hell kind of world do we live in when a fat, bald, red-nosed gym teacher with a Goo Goo Dolls tattoo questions someone else's parenting? I tell you, Jim, the same world a guy that is one big golf away from dying as a footless virgin talks a parent smack. Listening to this beef between Rick and Caleb is like judging a fart contest. Rom, I want to thank John in New York for calling in yesterday while eating a slice of pizza on the toilet. Keep it classy, buddy. It's like Cal in Vegas smoking a cigarette at the gas pumps thinks you make questionable decisions. War Stucknut, late.
Bro, I really don't even know how you ever ended up on the watch list. But I know this, now you're off it. Bro, I have now put you on the watch list and taken you off it twice. So you're not off the watch list because I gave you a ticket. You're off the watch list because you're off the watch list. And I don't remember why I put you on there the first time. That call is not helping. Huge call today, sponsored by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Separate business from personal. Feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper business phone solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com.
Lastly, Jim, I want to say farewell to Keith Arnold. He's always been super nice to me. I don't think the show is going to be the same without him. Keith, if you want to slide over a couple spots and peek into that crystal ball on your left, I'm sure you will see a very bright future for yourself. Take care. Come back and see us sometime. Jim, I'm out. On Wisconsin.
I think what I'm supposed to say is thank you. I'm out.
On Wisconsin, Caleb. We will see him on June 21st. Smack Off is 38 days out. Episode 81 of the Jim Rome podcast drops later on today. Bill Hader is a guest. Roger Lodge is going to be a guest. My thanks to Dan Wojcicki back in hour number one. Michael McCann in the second hour. The heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, was also in hour number two. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. All about that. Can't wait for it. And the Smack Off is in 38 days. If you think you're good enough, come up in here and prove it. My thanks to the XR4 Ti. It is Keith Arnold's last week. In fact, he'll be at hump day of his last week, so make sure you hit that tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you then. We're out.